All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Michael Brock, a retired educator from Milwaukee Public Schools. Now let's delve a little deeper.
Oh my goodness.
you know, there are people who say the problem in the district is the MTEA, the teachers union, and that the teachers union runs Milwaukee Public Schools. And I got to tell you, man, I didn't just start being involved in what happens in Milwaukee Public Schools. Mm-hmm. I have been, and never once did I not, or was I not involved in it. And I'm a union guy. Let's say that first and foremost. I've always been a supporter of unions. I don't care where it is, except for maybe the police. No, I'm only joking. I shouldn't say that.
That's another story, but, I think, and another show.
But I'm a supporter of unions. I think mm-hmm. unions serve a purpose in a society that, if it wasn't for unions, people would not make a fair wage. We live in a society, unfortunately, that is not benevolent when it comes to paying people. So unions are necessary.
Well, you know, unions going back, you know, before the day, a lot of African Americans migrated to the North for support, and they couldn't get in jobs, and they wouldn't have gotten those jobs had not it been for unions. I myself worked in a factory for years when I was high school and coming out of high school before, you know, I went to college.
Right.
So, you know, definitely. And my father, you know, union man, you know, he's been all over the place. He later went into administration, you know, in the factories,
right,
but as a supervisor, but he still worked with union employees quite a bit.
So unions have their place.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If it was a fair society, and businesses were fair, and heads of businesses and others were fair, we would not need that. But having said that,
but one question, if I
go
may.
Ahead.
And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself right now, but unions post Act 10, where are we at?
Well, so here's what happened with unions and people who were hypocritical, who said they don't like unions and who try to destroy unions. Many people on the right, conservatives, try to destroy unions. But the hypocrisy in that is not all unions. They believe and support police and fire unions. They support them. But a teachers union, oh, no, we don't. You know, those people are from a different planet. Those people are weak. Anybody who's in a union can't control things that happen in their lives, and so unions are for weak people.
If I may interject, speaking of that and going back to MTEA, as a teacher myself, in coming in the first day of school post Act 10, when the unions were basically non-effective at that time, we didn't have to pay dues. They couldn't collect dues and all these other things.
That was post Act 10.
Post Act 10. I show up at the steps of the school, and I would be handed a book which showed me what my rights were. It didn't have anything to do with teachers union or anything else. This is what the rules are in this school. So it basically was school to school in terms of how they wanted to treat the teachers.
So the destruction of unions.
Right. Right.
And even back when I spent 34 years in a union.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I always told the union leadership at the company that I work for that what the unions needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Was educate their members
mm-hmm.
on what unions are about.
Mm-hmm.
Because over the years, people wound up in unions who badmouthed the unions and would say that unions are only for weak people. Yet they got the benefits from them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And didn't have to do anything other than get their time in. But when people don't understand, but when people don't understand the history of unionism, then they're quick to point the finger and say, I don't want to be in a union. So,
well, nobody, it's just like the police. Nobody wants a union until you need one.
So let me say this about what took place with Act 10. And so many of the MTEA members going back, this is what, 10 years ago?
No, at least, yeah.
Okay. I said, because I had done my research.
Mm-hmm, 10 years, right.
And I said, Scott Walker would have never been elected governor of the state of Wisconsin had it not been for the educators. They voted overwhelmingly for Scott Walker.
Right.
But they never expected that he was going to turn around
and
do to them what he did.
Right,
but
exactly.
They voted for him overwhelmingly.
Yes, they did.
Same thing with tradespeople who have been union people for a long time voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump.
Well,
so
yes.
There's something at the root of people who that old axiom, cut off their nose to spite their faces. But when those teachers found out what Scott Walker had done to them, they were incensed, and that's why they spent all that time out in Madison.
Well, another reason that our now Governor Tony Evers ran for office because of the split, and he felt that Scott Walker had blindsided him and wasn't meeting with him. So there was some animosity there. And again, the teachers, he had the support of the state and local, you know, teachers.
Yeah, but I don't want to get bogged down in Act 10 and what happened with Act 10,
right,
because I want to get to the point where educators are saying we're underpaid. And everybody can say we're underpaid.
Right.
And so my thing is, people make decisions. They go into the career paths that they choose. Nobody puts a gun to their head and says, you go into this career path. That's just like police saying, well, we don't want to live in Milwaukee, okay? And even though the city had this already in place, the people who work for the city, i.e. teachers, police, fire, for 100 years, that was the case. And people accepted that. You know that going in. But then to turn around and say, it's not fair to us. You know, we don't want to live in Milwaukee. You want the job. The job belongs to the taxpayers. I'm saying this to educators now.
Oh, you know.
That's my point. You chose to be an educator. You came to Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools. You knew the lay of the land, which said you have to live inside of the city. And then you raised enough hell to conservative lawmakers to say, they're making me live where I don't want to live. Well, my response was this. Nobody ever said you can't live where you want to live. What we were saying is, as taxpayers in the city, don't take our job with you. Because the jobs don't belong to individuals, they belong to the taxpayers.
Right.
And so educators come and go. When you left, Mike, that job went to somebody else because those jobs don't belong to individuals. They belong to the taxpayers. And so when people were allowed to leave this city, it impacted those of us who are still here paying taxes. So educators were able to get that done. And then to turn around and say, well, we aren't getting enough money. Well, you know, how many other people have the power to say we aren't getting enough money and then are able to get it?
And what's enough money? And also this residency requirement that you speak of, which was a dog whistle. Okay, that's why they went crying. People want, one thing that I learned, you know, out here and whatever, on the trail, is that people want what they want. And I didn't really understand what that meant at first. And that's what I was told. We want what we want. And they didn't want the crime. They didn't want to have to deal with that. All these other dynamics that come with urban setting, they didn't want that. So we want to be able to go home, the police, the teachers, and everybody. We want to be able to go home and be around a comfortable environment where, we don't have to deal with all the crime and all this other stuff that we have to deal with. I'm dealing with it in the classroom every day, and I don't want to have to come home to it. We want what they want. So that was the dog whistle up there. So, I mean, let's be clear on that.
But they got what they wanted. They got what they asked for.
This is the whole purpose of the union representation, political representation, everything else. As long as people can get what they want. And at any cost. Now, that may be the cost of education, that may be the cost of a tax base, it may be the cost of everything, but people want what they want.
Well, but to say we're teachers, we're special, and so you must accommodate us. And I say this because I know this is not a popular discussion.
It's okay.
But facts are facts. Mm-hmm. And truth is truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to compromise the truth for anybody.
Okay.
So we do understand the aspects of it and why that happened. And so there are people who now to this day, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You going to be all right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. Don't worry about it. I'm the one doing the talking. We'll be right back.